Oh shit, the camera all wrong. Ew. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to give a shout out to everybody listening to the show. Shout out to the 255 up there. Shout out to you guys out there. Also, everybody out there, if you want to call into the show, the lines are open at 563-999-3056. Those lines are open if you want to call in. Want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that's listening. This is a show that is for all you guys out there that want to look outside of the box. We welcome all you guys in there. Everything that we talk about is 100% authentic, 100% original. We do not grab content from other people. We make sure that all the content that we have for ourselves, we keep it here in-house. So we want to say what's up to those people. Also, for all you guys out there that are actually serious about learning game, we ask all you guys to start the process of the game by going out and getting all you guys out there, go ahead and get in your cars, get to the thing, get to your store, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. That's all we ask you guys to do to begin the process, because the process that we teach is something that nobody else teaches, and the only way that you're going to see it is by learning and seeing yourself. Gentlemen, if you are talking to a woman right now and you're having any problems, put a W in there. If you have a question, just let us know. Do that, and we got you. We will definitely do it. I want to show you guys real quick. So before, you know, I worked out today. Before I was just about to jump in the shower and everything, and I, like, you know, had the idea of the show. So I kind of I did this in my head before I put it all together, but I just want to show you how it works when we're trying to do what we're doing. We're not grabbing anything. This is just an idea or a thought I had to kind of put it together of what I wanted to discuss for today, and I created what I wanted to create for you guys out there. So we're going to get into the show. It's a lot that we have to talk about, because there are a lot of you guys are having serious issues when it comes to texting women, when it comes to doing everything. And I think a lot of you guys don't understand why you're having the trouble that you're having as far as the communication goes. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about communication. I don't know if we're going to get through everything in this show, but we'll do as much as we can. If you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. We will answer any of your questions that you have as well, okay? We want to make sure you guys out there have all the information that you need to go ahead and ask the question that you want. So with that being said, and the lines are open if you want to call in, we got you covered if you have a question. So let's get into the show and everything, because I know there's a lot to cover. But also, I do want to let you guys know there is something that I'm working on right now. It's going to be Man Mindset music that is kind of like relaxing, trap, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of everything that is just music – with an animated background and me spitting game in the background, telling you sexual stories and stuff like that. So that's going to be coming real soon. I'm kind of working there. I had to take a break from doing something else to do this because I had to, my mind is always going. So I'm always thinking about other things. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get into all what we got to do. Thank you, Freelance Ronin. And thank you all the people out there that got the 36 likes. We might not be able to do the shout outs, but we will say thank you. So Freelance or Red or any of you, please just let me know the numbers and I will take a moment to say thank you to everybody while the numbers are going up as far as likes. So we ask you guys, go ahead, if you have an opportunity, go ahead and like the show. And we appreciate that. Just go ahead and like. If you're new, go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notifications of the show. You know, I have so many guys. Every day I'm coaching guys that are either working on their dating profiles, they're trying to talk to women, they're trying to conversate on the phone, trying to text, trying to understand what to do on a date, and yet they are always failing because they are not learning and understanding what game actually is. A lot of guys think that game is the way you communicate with the woman. And it has nothing, guys, I'm telling you, nothing to do with the woman. In order for one to be able to understand how to keep his power as a man, he must understand where the power source is coming from. You know, again, I had a guy today tell me that he was on dating profiles. And I was like, what are your intentions? He's like, just to fuck. I'm like, what? I say, wait a second. Do you guys not understand that every woman knows that that is the first thing on your mind? But it also shows her why she's not even fucking with you. And if she does mess with you, it's for other purposes. Now, Lakara and I are going to have a good show tomorrow. It's going to be a hit show on a woman that made a really, really huge statement. We'll just let y'all go hit that on tomorrow. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that I don't want to knock you for wanting to have sex. That's not what this is about. But this is about understanding power. See, when you are desiring a woman more than just the average person, you automatically lose power. And you don't even realize how you're losing power. And that's what we're going to be talking about. But we're also going to talk about how to hold it, okay? But, you know, like I told you, I did my little draw up right here. So I did that right before I jumped in the shower. I had to jump out. I literally had 1 foot in the shower. And I was like, poof. I'm like, fuck. I mean, it comes anytime. Poof. So I had to run and grab a piece of paper and draw that out. Then I took my shower and I created what it is. So we gotta talk about this. And this is all very important because so many guys have no idea that everything they're doing is absolutely wrong. Everything they're doing is absolutely wrong. And it is up to me to kind of help you understand that instead of living in the bubble that you're living in, maybe it's time to pop the bubble and be able to expand game for you, because most of y'all have the wrong idea of what game actually is and why you are failing online, why you're failing online and things like that, okay? And for so many of you, you do the same things over and over again. And allow me to give you the example that I created for you guys. Let me take this thing down real quick. Where did that come from? All right, well, anyway, let me show you this real quick. So what's happening for a lot of you guys out here, okay, now I want you to look at this real quick. Let's look, we're going to go from left to right. How you feel about yourself has every indication of how you talk to women. See, you are the common denominator between how you text, how you talk, and how you are with a woman face to face. It is not based on the woman, gentlemen. Listen to me. Everything you're doing, from your profiles to your approaches to your text messages, the reason why most of you are failing right now is because what you're doing is you are actually self-sabotaging yourself by how you think of how you are to yourself. And this is why a lot of people always go around and say, well, Steve, I can text women, but I can't talk to women. Well, I can talk to a woman face-to-face, but I don't know what to say through a text message. And this is why they're always lying. Because you will always be the one common denominator on how you communicate. But how you communicate is based off of how you see and feel about yourself. This has nothing to do with the woman, but most of you guys make everything about the woman. And this is why you guys are failing when you are trying to talk to the woman. See, I told my client today that, you know, he wanted to come up with the right profile, and he wanted to come up with the, you know, he had pictures, but he didn't have the profile. And I asked him, what is it that you want? He's like, I just want to fuck. I said, then you've already lost before you even walked out the door. Because every guy, okay, understand this, overstand this. Every woman has a mechanism already in place to know that 99.9% of you guys that are talking to them, all you want to do is fuck, and you think that they're stupid enough to believe your fake photos, your boring-ass messages, or your introductions to women, and all these other things. You actually think that women are dumb enough to fall for you when you, that unknowingly, you are like 99.9% of all the guys on all those dating apps, all those guys on Facebook, on Instagram, you are all the same. You are all the same. Now, I was going to show you something because I had a client, you know, he was interested in this girl, and he's like, well, I can't get her because she's got a lot of guys and stuff like that. So I said, I'll show you how to get her, and I got her. And I showed you how easy it was easy. And I showed him every step I did. And it took less than a day to get her. But just like her, she thought that I was like you guys. Because the first thing she said to me is, you know, if you're a good boy, you can get an appointment or something like that. I mean, she actually thought I was a human. She thought I was a human, but after it was all said and done, I made a shift in her where it was no longer about a service, I guess. It was more about how are you doing and what are you up to. So it all can work for all you guys out here, but it is the way you think and the way you communicate with yourself first. See, in order to get to one's core, a man must know himself inside and out. He must know, understand, and recognize who he is. Let me check if the lines are open. If your guys want to call in, if you guys got a question, let me know. We got you covered and all this other stuff. But see, what I'm saying is, as a man, what is important is that in order to find your core, okay, it is important that you must understand who you are, what you are, and why you are, and you're able to push yourself to the belief that, look, I always tell guys, guys like us, we don't go in talking about sex. We go in just presenting ourselves. And what throws them off is that they're looking for the sex. They're not looking for anything else but the sex, because that's all they're used to. They're only used to guys out there that push and make it all about sex. And see, what I'm saying to you guys is that as a man, what I'm trying to get you guys to do is to understand you. That's where the game is understanding you, but not living someone else's life. It's by living your life to understand your actions, your thoughts, how you move, and to also be able to identify with these things, to be able to define things in yourself, gentlemen, all these things in yourself, to be able to win, okay, to win. And in order for you to win, and again, let me show you the other side of this, because I want to show you two sides. Like, again, I showed you the first side. See, when you think you're a clown, you think you're a loser, you think you're not good with women, that's the communication that is going to happen to the women. You're going to communicate you don't have experience. I don't have experience in making you smile. I don't have experience in making you laugh or blush or think or to think about me. I'm just not that guy. So you think when you present yourself, when you actually think that your photos, you hiding behind your photos, or you hiding behind your false statements, that you think that these women are fucking stupid. You actually think women are ignorant and they can't see right through you. They cannot see right through you, and they can. They see your every move. They see everything you think. They see everything you're doing, okay? They see that, okay? All the time. But the one thing they don't see, and let me show you what we want to get you as. See, when we create you as far as working on you and who you are and how you grow, it changes everything, because the communication you have is a communication of your throne, your leadership. It is the communication of you keep going up that mountain and evolving even through the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the shine. So when you are communicating, you're not communicating, I'm begging for you, I need you, please like me, please give me a shot, please give me a chance. We're not communicating that. But what we are communicating on a subconscious level, like I kind of talked about last night, is that we are, again, this weird thing called bad. I don't know where the bad boy thing comes from, but we get that name called bad boy because we just don't follow by the rules that are set by everything. And we're going to talk about why that is and how you need to do that. But you got to start identifying what you are by beginning the process. See, most of you guys right now, you're under the assumption that just like the woman that has reached her edge, most of you guys have reached that same edge through your beliefs, your values, and everything that has happened in your past has brought you to the point you're at right now. And where you're at right now, you have no thoughts for yourself. You do not believe in yourself. You're more emotional than ever, and you don't even understand why it is you do what you do. But yet, what you don't know and what they don't want to tell you is that you're so busy trying to explore what the woman wants, you're not exploring what you need to become the need. See, the man does not, I am not a want. I am a need because I have created the need And as the need, my creation of my need will always supersede a want. Women want a nice guy. Women want this kind. You know, every woman has what they want or what they think they want as a guy or someone in a relationship. But this is the same reason why the same woman that wants what she wants, that are driven by emotions, values, and beliefs, will change, because when she meets a motherfucker, that's the need. The need will always supersede the want, gentlemen. The need will always supersede the want. Okay, guys? Make sure y'all know that, okay? It is very important to understand that, because if you don't do that, you're not going to get this. Area code 323, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, hello, Uncle Steve.
Thank you for taking my call.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me okay? Because I'm hearing myself.
Yes. Hold on. My question is this. I'm just trying to set up a date with this chick I matched with on Tinder the other day. And I just asked her, are you free tomorrow evening? Does tomorrow evening time work? And then she says it doesn't work. I mean, she says she's busy tomorrow. So what am I supposed to text next? Because I don't want to be like, are you free on the weekends again and stuff like that?
Shut the fuck up, please.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you been listening to me for?
About 1.5 years or so. Over a year.
Why don't you tell me why you have already lost with that woman, though you are listening to me for a year? Why have you lost?
Text. I'm trying to set up the date. I'm not trying to text anything extra.
No, stop up. That's good. I'm going to give you an A for answering that question. That's good. But why do you fail? You get an A in what you just said, but why do you fail, brother?
Tell
me about your leg. Can you tell me about your leg? Spread your ass cheeks. Can you tell me about that place? Can you tell me about your?
I do have some leg spread.
Can you tell me about your wine bar?
Yes, I do got a wine spot. I'm trying to take her out.
Wait. If you can tell me about those things, then what fucking message are you sending to that woman then?
Instead of asking her when she's free, just trying to talk to her about the spot that I'm trying to take her out to, let her get her feel for it. Is that right?
Call her. I don't give a fuck when she's free.
Yes,
I don't care when she's free. That's none of my business.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening. I'm going to this place, and I would like for you, I went to this place at this day, at this time, and I would love for you to accompany me, not go on no fucking date. You're coming with me, okay? I'm not asking you on a date.
I'm asking you to accompany me.
Mm-hmm. Listen to me. I'm asking you to accompany me to this place. But what is the place you want to take her? Why can't you describe the place? Why can't you explain why you're going there? Where is this basic surface dweller, let's just go on a date? Why do y'all weak males talk that way? Where is the, let's just go on a date? Oh, wait, are you free? Is that, that's all you got? And you've been listening to me for a year? That's all you got?
Yes, no, yeah, I'm gonna text her back right now. I'm gonna let her know.
Okay, listen, this is what I understand about you motherfuckers, man. If I'm going to the wine bar and I'm going there, I know I'm going to the wine bar, let's say Thursday, because I know Thursday's ladies' night, and I know there's going to be a lot of ass and titties on Thursday night. So I know I'm going. I already look. You know the bar. I'm going to the Dangerous Rust. You know that's my wine spot, right? And I know Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is ladies' night. Okay, I know it's ladies' night. So I'm going with or without her. But as I'm going there. What I'm saying is I'm going to the Dangerous Russ Thursday at 9 o'clock. It's a nice jazz bar that has cheese boards. I love the atmosphere and all this other stuff, and that's why I would love for you to accompany me to that jazz bar. And not only do I like the wines and the cheeses, they have this band. They have this jazz band called the Trey the Maker Jazz Band. And what I love about the jazz band is how, you know, it's just a real smooth. It goes everything has great flow. And I would love for you to be a part of this place that I'm going to. And if you can make it, I would love to see you in a sexy black outfit or a sexy red one. Because, you know, I love black. I just love women that wear black because it just pings off of your skin, and that's something I love. So that's something I would love to do. I know a nice intimate area and everything like that. You see what I'm saying? That's how you set it up. I want you to accompany me. Shout out to my motherfucking boy, Miles. Much love to you, Miles. Appreciate you. You see what I'm saying? I want you to accompany me to the jazz bar. But this is why I want you to accompany me, because it's a great atmosphere. I told you about the jazz band. Hell, I'll even talk about one of the jazz songs there. And if I can use my dog Miles. And Miles is the leader of the jazz band. You don't know Miles Cunningham, man. You got to look him up. The band is great. He's just awesome at what he does. And if I get the opportunity, I will also introduce you to Miles. If he's between sets, we'll even take a moment to go and I'll introduce you to Miles. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference between what I'm saying versus are you free? Let's go out on this date. There is no depth in that. You've got to paint the picture. You've got to paint the picture, because once the picture is painted, I'm calling my boy Silk up. Silk's my waiter. Silk, I'm going to be rolling on Thursday around 9 o'clock. Are you free? Okay, bet. I'm going to be bringing this joint in around 9 o'clock, okay? Bet. All right? Then I'll probably call Miles up, you know, because I'm cool with Miles. He's a bet. He's getting all the ass anyway. Call Miles. Hey, Miles, you going to be good? Are y'all playing Thursday still? Yeah, okay. Well, guess what? I'm going to be coming through around 9 o'clock, and I might introduce this joint to you. I'm already setting everything up. I have everything set up. I told her the place. I told her the time. I told her the why. And I also told her what to wear. And all she can just say is yes or no. And I'm gone.
Okay, I got this.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you don't ask a woman, let's go. Is it okay to go? Listen. I'm not asking you on no date. You're going to accompany me. Because here's the beautiful thing about it. Wherever I'm going, there's going to be ass and titties there. So it doesn't matter if I go by myself. I'm not leaving by myself. But if you want to come with me, you are more than welcome to come with me, because this is my spot. I know the Miles Jazz Band. I know the female bartender. I know Silk, my waiter. I know all the pieces. Hell, I even know the owner, Dangerous Russ. I know all the players are there. I know all the players. You want to know why? Because I go there so much and connect with them, I'm already set. You see what I'm saying? Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going to say there was another Tinder match that I matched with, but she stopped responding to me because I think I know where I screwed up. It's because I'm sorry?
What did you say to her?
It's because – so this one was a single mama, and I started off really nice. I put my bid in.
Stop.
Yes, sir.
Please stop. I hate you motherfuckers that use excuses. What does her having a child got to do with anything? Why do you fucking weak-ass motherfuckers always got to describe somebody in a negative to try to make yourself feel better? Oh, she's a single mom. Oh, she's this. Oh, she's that. What is the purpose of saying that? Why would you even say that? What is the whole purpose? Why even say what you just said, big guy?
You're right. I don't mean judgmental. But you are judgmental
by judging her for being a single mom. She's not going out with you and bring a fucking kid. So why would you even say what you said? Is that because you want to feel better about yourself? Come on, brother. We can't do this. We got to sit and say, listen, she's still a woman whether she has a child or not. Am I correct?
Yes. Well, I meant to say I kind of just – I changed my bid up just a little bit, tweaked it because she's a mom. I said that I know you're busy and I want to get with you.
Stop. Listen. Let me ask you a question. Does the letter A change for a woman that's a single mom? Does the letter A change for a woman that's a single mom?
Does the letter A change for a woman
that's swinging on a pole?
No.
Does the letter A change for a woman that's in the church?
It doesn't.
The letter A never changes, meaning that you never change what you are to try to fit into what you think you have to be. You've already lost right there. Do you see what I'm saying? When you made the judgment and said she was a single mom, you said, okay, well, this is what I got to do to fit into a single mom. No, I don't give a fuck if she's a nun, if she's a whore, if she's a stripper, if she's a regular woman, if she's a single mom. Act music, I don't care if she's hip-hop, jazz, pop, rock, goth, metal, blues, country and western. I don't care what the fuck she is. I'm always going to be the common denominator because I'm never going to change what I am and who I am for somebody I don't even fucking know. And even if I know them, I'm still not going to change. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Don't change.
A single mother, listen, don't bring it up, but you know, if she actually wants to go out, it's weird. They will call these teenage girls up that are called babysitters. Wow, it's an amazing concept. Or their mom or somebody to watch said child for a few said hours. So why are you trying to dictate what's going on in her world versus just let her know what it is, big guy?
Well, yes. She did write it on her profile that she got a kid, and she did heart my messages. She put a heart on my messages.
Wait. Her profile can say she comes from the land of hearts and rainbows, or she comes from Satan's den. That shit ain't none of my fucking business because she ain't talking to me. She ain't talking to me. You see what I'm saying? She's not talking to me. Okay?
She's talking to the average sucker.
She's talking to the average sucker. What a woman writes on her profile is none of my fucking business because just like you surface dwellers, they write fake shit on their profile. But their fake shit is for you suckers to make it look. Yeah, you know what? I like taking long walks, long hikes. I'm in the nature. I'm looking for, you know, I'm a little fun. I like to have da, 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 da. And y'all fall for the smoke and mirrors all the time. And y'all believe that's actually real. Where a guy like me says, oh, that's cute. I love how she talks to you motherfuckers, but she ain't going to talk to me that way. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So,
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
What happened with this woman? Where did you go wrong? Okay, your so-called single mother. Where did you go wrong? What happened?
So I on the Tinder, I texted her some nice things, and she gave me her number, and we switched over to the phone.
What nice things did you text to her?
You want me to read it, or can I send you the thing?
Why don't you just read it, or if you want to send it and want me to read it, just read the shit. You don't need to send it. Just read it to me. What did you say to
her? Okay, I wrote, hi, Jess, I'm Steve, and I'm glad we matched because I seen your pretty pics. and thought it was a fake spam because you look so sexy, excuse me. But after reading your bio, I feel I can understand you because you say you smoke to relax and have a job as a makeup artist raising one baby with no baby daddy drama. I want to let you know I'm interested in helping you find that relaxation and no drama. And she wrote, is that right? LOL. How can that be other than smoking some fire? And she wrote, yes, if you can come rock my world. And sent some kind of emoticons. And she said, no spam here, all real straight Cali girl. And then I wrote, of course, smoking some fire-ass weed is good. I know all about it because it helps relax the mind. But there's other ways to relax the mind, too.
Stop. Wait, brother.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want her to smoke weed, or would you rather have her smoke you? Well, what would you want? I mean, you can
of
go with her
for
and
the second,
roll
yeah.
up. Well, if you wanted to smoke you, then why aren't you leading her to smoke you? You know what? Even though I love the fact, sometimes weed can relax you from your day. But I know something that you haven't smoked yet that is more stronger than weed. That not only will it relax you, it will make you smile, it'll make you blush, it'll make you think, it'll make you react, it'll make you see things that you've never seen before. And that thing, you can smoke it, snort it, or ingest it, and it's me. You think?
I kind of try to go that route a little bit.
You ain't going that route. Listen to what you're saying. Well, gee, it's so admirable that you're a single mom, and it's so admirable that you're doing this. Hey, what a nice guy. He's so nice. He's so sweet. He's so kind. Oh, wow.
Well, can I finish what I read? Because she did heart my messages. I kind of felt like I said something good.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
See, this is some shit y'all get called into. Just because she sent you a heart, you actually think that means something? Do you know how many hearts they send to these motherfuckers? They just throw them off the scent?
Yes, they don't mean shit. Okay.
But it means something to you because she sent you a heart. Whoa! She sent you a heart. Come on. Wow. Beautiful.
Yes. Uncle Steve, I think I got a lot from this phone call, especially about painting the picture and setting up the date. And I got to go buy some flippers right now. I don't want to take too much of your time to your show.
All right. Well,
thank you so much,
man.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate
it. I'm going to rewind.
All right. Yeah, you rewind and listen to this. But, gentlemen, this is what I'm saying. Y'all see why we win all the time? Because no matter what the fuck she says, and I need to draw a map. I need to create a map. We are always bringing her back to our kingdom. I do not understand how you guys will sit here and talk to a woman and not lead her where you want her to go. 513, sir, how can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Uncle Steve? First of all,
I
sat and I watched Stop Looking for the Answer and Be the Solution. And
yes, sir.
My mind opened up to a different place. And I had a few questions.
What's up?
So you spoke about so when you said as far as going into your mind and being limitless.
Yes.
And you spoke about the apartment.
Yes.
In my mind, I was able to – there was basically a galaxy, and I started – I guess I created my own apartment building. So I saw it from a third person versus the way I was looking at my actual apartment. Like I actually could see my apartment from mentally.
Yes.
And so I wanted to kind of ask, like, is that a part of creating your neighborhood? Like, when you're creating these things?
Well, but okay, not neighborhood. We're talking buildings. We're talking you're creating a kind of like a city or places that you go to. Okay, think about it like this. You've already did it when you're young. It's just people don't teach you this. You already have a building called Numbers. And in that tall-ass building, the first level were numbers. Second level, second floor is adding, subtracting. Third floor is multiplication, division. Fourth floor is fractions. Fifth floor, decimals. Sixth floor, algebra. You see what I'm saying? That's the building of numbers. You have a building of alphabets. You got the first floor, your ABCs. Then you got your phonics on the second floor. And then you have putting words together. Then you get the next floor is putting sentences together. The next floor is pairing. So you already have these two buildings. You've already created those buildings already. The only buildings that you haven't created are the ones that I'm talking about, because you never were taught that you can create those buildings. Because all you do all day is when you read a text message, you're just going to that building floor that you learn how to, quote unquote, read and write. And that's all you're doing. If you're paying a bill or you're paying something with change, you know, if you have a $20 bill and something costs $13, you've already done the math in your head about the change you're going to get back, because those are the two buildings that you have in your neighborhood right now. But see, those are the only buildings you have, because you have not created other buildings to access those parts of information in your mind to be able to answer questions for yourself. Does that make any sense, brother?
Yes, yes. So I was going to ask about that. That was kind of like leading into my next question.
Yes.
So like the moves that you create, or the steps or the patterns,
Yes.
Those are like houses as well. Like, I'm not necessarily houses, because I heard you say building. So.
Well, okay. The patterns that I create have to come from a thought. My scribe is thought. So whenever I'm thinking about whether it's a new kissing move, whether it's a new making her smile, whatever I'm thinking, I write that information down. Now, again, when I was young, I would use a notepad, but now I'm so fucking skilled, I got it here. I can retain the information. So I'm saying when you have a thought, you write that shit down or type it up, and you put it in a folder on your computer until you can start to transfer those folders into your mind. Every thought should go into a folder that you tap into and go into that folder, wherever that thought is. When you're ready, okay, think about a studio, okay? You know I'm talking about a mixing studio, right? Okay? Right now, you might have to start with four tracks to move to eight, then to 24, to 48, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is that when you have that thought in that folder, you're clicking in on that thought. Whatever that thought is, that's one track. So you're putting that track in there, but then you're adding to it, or your culinary school. Think of it as one layer of cake. Then you layer icing, and then you layer another layer of cake. I mean, it's just how you want to do it. But you take that one thought, and you must take and then form that thought where you want it to go. What is this thought going to do for me? What is this move going to do? But this is, once you got that part down, this is where the marketing comes in at, okay? Because, see, a lot of guys just have a thought, but they never market the thought to themselves. But how does one market the thought to himself? But by marketing the thought to itself. Because when you go to your market team and you have that thought, you got to know why you want that thought. What is this thought for? Because you got to sell it to yourself. You're not selling it. See, y'all guys get it wrong. You think you got to sell this shit to women. Uh-uh. You got to sell it to yourself. Because if you don't sell it to yourself, it's going to come off weird and creepy. You see what I'm saying? But you got to sell it to yourself. You got to know why I have this thought. And if I'm challenged on that thought by a woman, how am I going to defend that thought? And if I am challenged by a woman that doesn't like that thought, am I strong enough to still stand on that thought without moving? And am I also able to do what? Express said thought. You see what I'm saying? So then it's the second.
Real quick, yes. before you go on, are those like what you just named, basically, I know you always speak about this, are those kind of like your adjustments within the mood?
No, they're not my adjustments. No. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm not teaching you. When you see a woman, I'm not teaching you to talk. See, your problem is this. You see a woman, you're talking at the woman. You're talking at the woman. The reason I'm talking to the woman is because I'm talking to myself first. Because I'm already thinking about the moves that need to be made. I've already got them in my head. I just need to lead her to said moves. So I'm talking to myself first. See, you're doing it already and you don't. Okay. You ready, caller? Ready? Watch this. What comes after 300? What comes after 300?
301.
What comes after 486?
487.
What comes after 928?
929.
Okay. You see how fast you answer that shit? That's the same process in which when you are talking to her, you are talking and still processing information at the same time. Because what you did was, guess what? You accessed that building. The information is there. You just knew the information, so you knew what to do. That's what I'm saying. I know what to do.
Because you created it.
Because I created it, yes. And because I know what to do, I know when I'm talking to her that I'm going to move her where I want her to go. But see, on the level I'm on, I play with the food. I can get them there faster, but why do that? Why not challenge myself? I mean, after a while, you're going to start challenging yourself. You're gonna make it more difficult for yourself just to make it even easier for you. But that's here nor there. But what I'm saying is that when you're talking to her, okay, you're talking to her because please understand this. A lot of guys worship women, meaning that they put women above their own needs. And no matter what you do, and listen, when a guy that says, I want to fuck and all that other stuff, he's putting the woman above his own needs because she hasn't even proven worthy enough for the dick. See, listen. Just like a man, okay, let's take a guy that is thirsty or worships women. Take a motherfucker like me. We both like sex. But because I'm one with myself and he's 2, 3, 4 or whoever he follows of himself, he's not at his core. So his demands are less than my demands. My demands are I am the need. I know what I bring to the table. He doesn't know what he brings to the table. So he's going to throw shit up on the wall and like the last caller, just talk about a bunch of frivolous shit about nothing. Hopefully something's going to stick. No, I'm saying that I know what I am and I know what you can be. You just got to accept me. You accept me and we in. That's it. I've told you, I'm not going for the fucking. I want the invite. Invite me in. That is all I was been talking. Invite my motherfucking ass in. Do that. I'm not trying to fuck you because you'll realize do I have to fuck her if I'm already fucking her mentally, call her? You see what I'm saying? I don't have to penetrate if I can already penetrate here. See, sex is not penetration on the physical. Where everybody goes wrong is men think women are like us. They're not like us. They are emotionally driven, okay? So if they're emotionally driven, then why the fuck would I go for the bodies if I know they're emotionally driven? Why would I attack something that they're not? Why would I do that?
And that's what you spoke about on the becoming the solution. How you described the painting, like that fucking blew me the fuck away. Like, at the end was like, go back and watch the beginning. And it was a complete mindfuck, like for real. And speaking of that, I kind of got So when you were talking about being limitless, I got to the part where I feel like it's deeper than just not giving a fuck, because there's so much more to that in itself.
Yes.
Can you speak more about you? I picked up a little gem how you and you said you was going slightly tilt to the left a little bit, and you spoke about time and how your decisions present comes. Can you just like kind of touch on that a little bit? I don't know if anybody else picked that up, but I heard that and I was like, oh my God.
Well, I'm deeply passionate about my passions, and my passion is me. My passion is the creativity that I do for myself. I want to build upon my sexual values, my sexual strengths, my sexual motivations, and all my sexual talents, from texting to voicemail to video, to working on my mouthpiece with my poetry, to working on ways to touch her in my mind where I can touch her without touching. So I'm always working on, I'm working on me. I'm not working for the woman. I'm working to keep, I already believe in me, but the belief I have in me is only at its level for today, because tomorrow the belief goes up. So I'm at my core, and at my core, it's beauty. It's a beautiful thing, and it goes on and on and on and on. Yes, it does. But I am learning and self-discovering me, not the woman. It's nothing right. about the woman, but through the self-discovery of myself, I still build my mouthpiece. I still build my texting skills. Because I'm the common denominator, remember? So I am, if I'm sitting in my mind with my, at my boardroom, I got the culinary school and I got the drug lab. What do we have for today? What drug are y'all cooking up for me? What are we cooking up? What are we cooking up today? Are we cooking up a way to find a brand new painting to buy? Are we cooking up a way to cook something to put on her body? Are we cooking up a way to make her come? Are we cooking up a way to make her think? Are we cooking up a way? What are we cooking up? What y'all got for me? Present it to me. Present the thought to me, because these are my thoughts. Listen. I'm talking to myself, and I don't know why people think it's crazy. I'm actually sitting and talking to myself to come up with, you know what I mean? It's okay. Think about I'm going to make it simple. Like you remember you used to play tic-tac-toe, right?
Right.
You played tic-tac-toe. So you still communicate with yourself, because as soon as they put that X in the middle, you're saying, well, okay, I'm going to put this circle over here. And if they put that X down here, then I'm going to block them over there. See, you're doing it on a lower level, but I'm saying on a higher level, I'm communicating myself, let me give you an example. All right, so the other day, I don't know where the fuck this came from. The other day, I came up with another idea. Again, I was watching something on YouTube about like some gaming shit. And then I saw this like smooth, relaxing jazz, and they got these things. This shit lasts for like 8 hours. It's like amazing. So I just pressed play, and then automatically, my marketing team said, "Yo, Steve, there's never been a motherfucker out there teaching game to play some smooth music and talk game and smooth music and talk sexual stories while people can just relax." And do, like, if they're driving or if they're working out, they can listen to my sounds and listen to me break some shit. Do you see what I'm saying? That it just comes. It's like a broken faucet. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to break your faucet, because right now your faucet isn't even turned on. I'm trying to screw that bitch the other way so the thoughts will leak in. Everything. I want you to embody sex. Don't be sex, embody it. Where, see, they can tell sex. And again, caller, the closest to answer your question. Think about James Bond. Think about James Bond.
Okay.
Just think about the last, like Daniel Craig's character. I mean, that's the best way I can describe this. You never see this motherfucker trying to get, you never see him beg for pussy. You never see him pander for pussy. You never see him try to do everything, do anything to get pussy, right? But why is he getting a pussy? You want to know why he's getting a pussy? Because the woman sees he's operating on a whole nother fucking level, and she wants to be part of that. Because remember, what you are outside the bedroom is the same way they're going to perceive you in the bedroom. But even though he's tough and rugged on the outside, you notice when he gets him in bed, he's a nice lover. He's a smooth-ass lover. He knows how to take care of the woman. Oh, James, and all that other shit. You see what I'm saying, caller? So I'm saying that I'm not saying be hard and tough. You're just going to be hard and tough when you have a standard for yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And that goes to what you were saying as far as when you see yourself as opportunity, everything outside of you is option.
Well, yeah, I am opportunity because I'm sex. The reason I'm sex is because I create what the fuck she's never seen before because she's never had me before. I, you know, like I say, the six of wing, you know, we'll be going to that in September, but I created that because I know any woman that will fuck with me around Halloween, they're fucked. They're fucked. Let's call it. Listen to what I'm saying. They're fucked. You know why? They're fucked two ways. First way they fuck is they're going to see something brand new that they've never seen before. That's the first fuck. The second fuck is, if they are to leave and go and find somebody else, why you think they're going to bring their ass back? Because whoever they see after me will never give them the experience that I'm going to give them. They're fucked.
Because you're setting the bar so fucking high.
Right, but then guess what? Let me show you why the third fuck comes in at. The third fuck comes in at, well, you know what? I love my husband. I love my boyfriend. And I should be thinking about him. Well, guess what? She just gave me free rent and free room in her mind. She just gave me a lease in her mind, and she didn't realize it. Why? Because what she's trying to do is she's trying to avoid thinking about me and the experiences, but by avoiding it, she's making it even worse. She's
worse.
Fucking herself up by trying to avoid. Right.
Quicksand.
She's trying to avoid. She's trying. Right. The quicksand. She's trying to fight the feeling. She's like, I love my boy. I should be thinking about him. But then, guess who reinforces it? He reinforces it, because then maybe she's like, you know what? I got a good idea. Right. So it's insane, man. And I'm not trying to be a dick at this. I'm saying that I create forever because she ain't going to find me ever. And that's what I'm saying for you. She'll never find you because when you create what you create, it's your creation. And if it's your creation, that means no one has ever seen, felt, or experienced it. It's your creation, right? And if it's your creation, that means when you hit her with that creation and she goes away, fuck, she's fucked. She's fucked. She's fucked. Because the level of what we're doing. But, hey, look, guess what? I don't even need to – the fucking sex of ween is so cold, she doesn't even have to be in my apartment to see that, because if she's playing with her pussy, I can just do the sex of ween over the phone and in her ear while she's playing with herself. And then, I'm telling you.
Damn, I didn't think about that.
Well, again, I'm showing you. Look, I don't – listen, I can send someone an invitation. Look, here's an invitation to sex of ween. I'm on Mars and you're on Earth. There's no way I can come over and say, oh, no. You just let me know when you're going to play with that pussy. You give me the time and the date, and I will bring the story. You see that? And I'm going to make
the
you
creation.
Come. Yes. Yes. I'm going to make you come to the story of you coming over, and I'm going to describe every fucking room. and what I'm going to do to you in every room, just like you were there, just like you were there. So I've already laid it down right there. So once it's down, it's in her mind. So once it's in her mind, she knows Halloween is every year, right? She knows when October comes, oh, shit, I'm thinking about Steve.
Right.
Hey, October 25th, 26th, oh, shit, I'm thinking about Steve. I'm thinking about
right.
Steve. I'm thinking about Steve. But you know what? I'll fuck him. I shouldn't call him. I don't want to call him. No. You know what? Get him out your mind, girl. Get him out your mind, girl, right? I'm getting deeper. Call up her friends. I'm thinking about him. Girl, don't be thinking about him. Don't think about him. But I can't stop thinking about him. Girl, just go out on a date. Okay. I'm already, and guess what I'm doing? I'm just playing video games. I'm not even doing shit. But guess what happens? What they will do, because they always do it, is that this is, okay, women communicate different when they're trying to get back at you because they got pride and shit. So what they'll do is, if I make a post, like I just posted something on, I just posted something on my Facebook board today on Black Mirror. I think it was like, because it's a show I watch on Netflix called Black Mirror. So they're going to have a new one. I posted. I was like, yes, and I'm all excited. Or I did something with the boys. And guess what? You will get an emoji like, and that's the signal. They will signal you. They will either like it, heart it, or they'll make a comment, or they'll hit you on the back end as a message to say something to you just so they can get things going. But here, this is what they know. It doesn't matter how long we don't talk for. When we start talking, it's as if we've never stopped talking. Because it's like, think about this. When the druggie or the alcoholic that decides to cut off the drugs and the alcohol and sits around AA meetings, hi, my name is Bob. Hi, Bob. Yeah, well, today I've been sober for 6 years, fucking 5 months, 4 weeks, 3 weeks and like six days and everything. And everybody's clapping. Bob, we're so, hey, here's your quarter. You know, they give me these fucking little quarters and shit, right? Let Bob take one drop. And all it takes is one drop. Let him take one, look, 8 years sober. One drop will bring him right back to where he was 8 years and a day ago when he stopped. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Or and that drop could be the Easter game. That drop could be the
Right. It's so many things that I have. It could be. Wait. It's
right.
Not that. Remember I told you. Remember I told you to drive through the countryside? Do you know how many women dread driving through the countryside? Because when they drive through the countryside, they're not thinking about, oh wow, look at the cute cows. Wow, look at that cute barn over there. Oh my God, I just love the scenery. You know what they're thinking about? Oh my God, I remember it was something like that when he pulled me over his side. It was raining outside, and he put my ass up against the side, and he started eating my pussy, and bit me over and smacked my ass, and oh my God, I came so. It could be the countryside. It could be the movie theater. It could be the car. Even when I'm driving and take a moment and just kiss her hand has weight. Because even when she's in the car, what do you think she pulls up? She's going to remember that moment where, you know what, I wasn't doing anything. And for some reason, he just grabbed my hand. He kissed me. He looked me in my eyes, smiled, and whispered something in my ear. I'm set. Master the bedroom. So I'm just saying, master the bedroom. It's master the bedroom. It's nothing but, oh my God, it's master the bedroom. That is all I'm. She can't even eat her favorite salad. She will never. Okay. She can't eat her favorite salad, her favorite pastry. She can't even drink her favorite coffee. Fuck. She can't even talk to her mother and her fucking father. You want to know why? Why do you think she can't talk to her mother? No, serious. Why are you
I'm doing something when that conversation happens.
Because when she's on the phone talking to her parents, you don't think I'm eating a pussy right now? Hold on. Wait, think about what I'm saying. Right? See what I'm saying? She's fucked. Do you see what I'm saying? Wait. Think about this. Can she actually take a shower? Without thinking about me, remember the shower game.
Right.
Early,
yes, sir.
I lift my tongue in the shower, mm-hmm. Lights out. Mm-hmm. So every time she takes a shower, who the fuck is on her mind? I'm the only one. There's nobody else telling her to do that shit in the shower but me. So every time she's in the shower, she can stop trying to think about me, but the more she stops, the more she starts. You see what I'm saying? So it does not matter. I am conquering everything. That's the mindset. I am conquered. That's what I'm here to do, to conquer.
Okay.
And I know, like I say, you'll never meet a motherfucker like me. You'll never meet a motherfucker. But she should never meet a motherfucker like you, too. That's what I'm trying to get you to think that way. She should never meet you as well. You should be different. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. And like I said, when I watched that, man, my mind was regular, and you kept saying it, like, when you see it, it's going to be so beautiful. And if I could send you a picture, it was like there's a book on top of my head, and my head just, my mind became like this galaxy. And now that's currently what I see now.
Yeah.
But, and I know you always said it's even more than that. And it's like,
I just had all this land
to create on.
Nothing but land. It's desolate. It's forest. It's all trees.
Right,
and you get
right.
to plow, and you get to build, and you get to create. And you get to keep going. And it's so unfair because the average guy doesn't even realize he can create. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
These guys are
right.
so bad at women. They're not even thinking about creation. I don't understand that shit. But I'm creating and building and working, and I am doing what I need to do. And you ready for the crazy thing, caller? I know nothing.
Right.
I know nothing. I absolutely know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing. I know
you were speaking about the pictures, right? And how you were describing the art. And
yes.
when you're there mentally, and how you're speaking about how you're limitless, and the way he was describing the art was it connected with that, and that's where you're trying to bring her to, which is the drug. It just all fucking made sense. Like,
well, I'm gonna grab an art piece. Let me just grab an art piece and show them and shit. Let me see here.
Y'all really need to watch. Like that is an incredible show. Stop looking for the answer and be the solution. Man, especially the guys who've been here for a while who might not see yet. Man, if you go back and listen to that, bruh, I'm telling you, the shit this man said, the game that he gives us, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So what I want you to do, the first thing I love to do if I were to get an art piece, I want to make sure I want a woman painter. I want a woman artist. Because that's going to allow
I got one painting a picture for me, and I'm gonna hit you on the culture side for that.
No doubt. So if you have a woman artist, and again, I always tell you guys, there should be three paintings, okay? There should be one painting, again, there should be one in your living room, something like this, okay? But your bedroom should have, right next to the wine, it should have at least two on both sides of the wine. And in the kitchen, you should have something like this, you know, something that has food on the body or something like that. But what I'm saying is that what the draw in, okay, of the painting is not the painting itself first. The draw in is the scenery that you create for said painting. And what I mean by scenery is, remember, when she comes over, I want to make sure that the lights, I've sound checked the lights are really dim. Because the lights being dim, this is going to
stand out like a sore thumb.
Right, it's going to stand out. It's going to draw her to that without me having to do anything. It's going to draw her to because it's going to beam. It's going to say, "Come look at me." Right,
like a bird that's getting killed by getting zapped by the
right. So it says, "Come look at me," but through that,
and she don't even know what she's looking at. Wow,
she does. Not only does she not know what she's looking at, but I'm telling her about herself, and she don't even realize I'm telling her about her. Like even okay, the one like let's say you get something with a woman that either covers up her body. Let's say you get this one. Let's say that you get something like this. The one like I'm showing everybody.
The veil was the cold. That's the one I got. That's the one I got. The girl painting on the one with the veil.
Well, it could be the veil, or it could be somebody that does this. It tells me that this is a woman that is covering up her sexuality because all her life she has been around guys who have never allowed her to see her true essence and beauty. And what I love about, you know, this, I'm just saying this painting, I'm just saying if I was doing it, what I love about this painting is this is what I see all the time. And when I see a woman, it's like she wants to let go and release, but she's afraid because of the judgments. And she covers up her body. She covers up her thoughts. She covers up her sexuality. And what I love about this is to say any woman that is with me that she never has already, worry about covering up those body parts. Because I'm going to do everything to show her that she can be free to be what she wants around me. You see what I'm saying? And that's just, I'm just saying, it's then not only talk about the strokes, I mean, getting up behind her, letting her feel the strokes of the painting. I break down the strokes and all that shit. I mean, it's a layup, but think about this. The average guy ain't even thinking that deep. Let's go Netflix and chill. You see what I'm saying? Not a lot of guys are thinking that deep. You see what I'm saying? And I want to make sure that I am a guide. Remember my guide. Let me show everybody. Remember, I have my own guide, right? My guide, the one at the museum, right? We all been to a museum where we had a guide, right? That one motherfucker walking around telling you about the dinosaurs. Well, my guide is guiding her to learn about me. Because what is one of the biggest complaints women say? I don't really know anything about
him. Looking at my body.
He's always looking at my body. He's never really telling me anything. It's like I got to pull teeth to know things. And every time I ask him, he gives me one word answers. But no, motherfucker, not me.
You're expressing yourself, and also leading her to where the fuck you want her to go, all in one foul shit.
I'm not only showing her why other women want to fuck me. But I'm showing her why if she don't jump on the opportunity, she's not going to get to see me anymore. I'm not pushing shit. I'm not forcing anything. But I've already have her marinated. If she coming over, I already got her marinated. So I'm already good. That's not the point. The point is what am I going to do while she's over? So from the moment she comes through that door, I already got it in my head. The moment I give her a favorite wine, got it in her head, she's going to go right over to the pictures. That's already set. And then when I'm making the meal and we're at the, she's in the kitchen with me, I'm going to grab her ass and sit her up on the cabinet while I'm cooking. You want to know why? I never told Peep Gang. Let's say the stove is Peep Gang. So the stove is to my right, okay? She's sitting on the cabinet, on the counter to my left. I don't want to burn her and shit while I'm cooking for her, right? You think when I'm done cooking or I got a break, you don't think I'm gonna go get between her legs while she got that wine, while we got that nice music going? Hey, look, wait. I'm not trying to touch her private parts. Take your index finger right now. And put it right under your chin. Put it under your ear. Touch your earlobe. Take your finger and touch your earlobe. You ready? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take that finger that you touch your earlobe, go behind your earlobe and touch that little spot right there. Nobody goes there. No, listen. Nobody goes there. It's one spot. Motherfuckers don't even know. That's one. I'm just giving you an example. That's where I'm going while I'm in her ear. And while we're kissing and getting into it, here's a cool thing. I got to stop because I don't want the food to burn. You know what I mean? We're done eating and I'm making my dessert for her. You know what I mean? She's in the kitchen with me. Sometimes she's like, let me help you out. Okay, grab the strawberries. All right, grab the strawberries. You cut the strawberries and put the sugar. And then, while she's cutting the strawberries, what am I doing? I'm going to get behind her while she's cutting up the strawberries. I'm going to take my hand and put it over her hand. And then follow the move. Now, she's in front of me. She's cutting with her right hand. I'm going to take my left hand and go, I'm going to go around, I'm going to have her waist, left hand on left hip. Slide diagonally from left hip, go around the breast, come down to her right hand to stop her from cutting, to turn her around, to go ahead and do a kiss move. You see what I'm saying? Cause you,
yeah.
But before I kiss her, no, I'm not done. Now I got a choice. I can tell her how sexy she is cutting the strawberries, but peep game. When I turn her around, now remember this is all left hand. When I turn her around, as she's turning around, my right hand's coming around and grabbing a strawberry, and then when I come back up, I let her taste the strawberries and then taste the strawberry off of her. See that move? See, I'm just showing you. I'm just showing how the mind works. So think about it. She's cutting up the strawberries. You know, she's like, oh, man, this is a good time. And she ain't even see the move happening. I literally, think about the move. Nobody teaches shit. Left hand on waist. Slide up the stomach. Cup around. Come around the breast. Don't cup the breast. Just come up around. Slide down. Grab her wrist. Bring her wrist over with left hand. As she's turning, you're turning her, but you're coming around this way to grab a strawberry as she's making her turn. So she don't even know how the fuck you even got a strawberry. But then when you get strawberry, you got it. You tell her how sexy she look cutting. I love, enjoy cutting. But you know what? I want you to taste what you're cutting. Right? I want you to taste it. And then wait. Then she takes a bite. And then I can say, well, let me taste it. Let me taste it with you. Let me taste what you were tasting. I take a bite. Now let me taste it on you. And then I bring it. See that dog? See that move right there? What do you think is going to happen when she eats strawberries? What do you think is going to happen? Come on, dog. Think about this. What happens that time if she, one day she's going to eat a strawberry some way, somehow, somewhere? What the fuck do you think she's going to be thinking about? Because I'm saying, dog, it's not even fucking fair how cold
it's not fair.
It's not fucking fair, man. None of these women have even experienced that. I mean, a lot of these women, you know, they just sit in the kitchen and they do shit. But where's the guy, the rubber? And look, even rubbing her, hey, look, peep game. I don't even have to rub the side of her waist. I can take my hand and start from her knee, the side of her leg, come all the way up to her waist, up the thigh, then come around, zig up, don't hit the breast, cup around the breast. Once I get around that cup, come right back down, grab her hand, roll her around towards me, and as she's making her turn, I'm going to turn just like that, grab that motherfucking strawberry. Now, once I have her turned down, guess what? My hand is not going to go to the bottom of her waist. My hand is the extra move I'm showing you. I can bring her around, and as I bring her around, I can have her just wrap her arm around me, and then I can have my motherfucker. Hey, look, if I want to, I got a choice at this point. I can then go from left to right ear, meaning my hand will be right here. I can look, after I turn her, let me show how cold it is. This is how many moves you can make. I can stop right there. But if I have her turned around and I got her wrapped around my waist, now remember, I got the strawberry in my right hand. So all this is left-hand action. So I bring her around left hand. I can take my hand and I can go up her spine, right, and then have my hand here on the side, right here, on the side. And then I can go all the way. I can rub her neck and then come back down. All this is left-hand action. And then when I come down with that left hand, then I can bring her closer to me enough where we're just far enough where her face is right here. And I got the strawberry, and I let her taste the strawberry. I taste the strawberry, and then I taste the strawberry on her. That's just one thought. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
One thought. But, hey, it's one thought that she has never experienced before. So what you mean? So you're saying it's one thought. So what I'm doing
is
I'm
going into all the creation.
Yes, I appreciate her. It's sexy how she's cutting it up, right? It's cool. But when's the last time she had a move like that happen? Like the motherfucker grabbed the
right.
way he touched me, the way he turned me around. It's only in the movies and the fucking books, I guess.
It never happened
to
her in real life.
Hey, Carla, guess what? Do you think that's the only time I can use what I just told you? You don't think I can make her play with her pussy to that move? Come on, think about it. It doesn't have to. I don't have to touch. See, the way I just created it, I've created it where I can text it. I can do a voice message. I can do a video. I can do it on the phone, or I can do it in person. It's all the same move. Does not change. But I am the constant, so that's what my mind is doing, okay? I'm thinking of ways to bring her in. Hell, I can even give you an extra one. See, this is how my mind is working. What happens when I do that cup and I come down? Should I grab her wrist and bring it around? Fuck no. What if I cup and come down and grab underneath her elbow and slide from the elbow to the wrist? Now watch. I'm saying the back of the elbow and come over top, grab the wrist, then bring her in. I mean, there's so many things I can do. So many choices. So many fucking choices. Hell, I can even do that, and when I bring her around, before I put her around my arm, see right there where your elbow bends? Where your elbow bends. You see how your elbow bends? Mm-hmm. Put your finger where your elbow bends, Carly. See that right there? What happens if I kiss her right there before I put her wrapped around? See that right there? I just say it's just so many. It's just not fair. It's so many moves, but she's never experienced that. She's never experienced a motherfucker that has experience. So it's just so, and just that move, there's so many other moves that I can make on that move. So every move will never be the same. It could be a different experience every single move, okay? Every single move. But it's an experience she never had before.
All right, I got one last thing. Thank you for the great game.
Sure.
And this was for me that really changed me, like as far as the way I was thinking. How you spoke about the last domino. And
yes,
I want to say like
okay. Yes, last domino. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I want to say like that was so profound for me mentally, yes. Because it was like that's what I've been thinking about all this time, is like the worst possible thing that could happen, which is what would stop me originally from even going up and talking to a woman.
Yep.
And when I discovered that, and it was like how you said that last domino, you know, it doesn't matter. Because all you're doing is following the steps that you created to get the end result. And whatever the end result is, it's none of my fucking business.
Wait, no. Okay, this is how deep. Ready for this one? I'm not creating for the end result. I'm creating for me. I'm not creating for the end result. Because remember, I can't force an end result. I don't know what an end result is because I don't create for the end result. I create for me. That's what it goes back to me. I just put myself out there to say, this is the Willy Wonka golden ticket. If you cash it in, your world's going to motherfucking change. I can't create for something I don't know. I can't force the woman to like me or to be interested in me or not. I can't force that. But what I can force me doing what I need to do for myself. And whatever happens, happens. I don't give a fuck what happens. I mean, even if she's down, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm like, so what? I mean, whatever happens is happening. So it's none of my business what happens. Even if she's down, I told you my thing is if she's down, like if she wants to fuck with me, that's when I have my biggest problem. Not when she don't want to fuck with me. When she wants to fuck with me, that is my biggest problem. Because I'm my harshest critic. Because when she's down, let's say I got her in 10 moves, my critic is saying, why the fuck couldn't you get her in 5? Why the fuck couldn't you get her in 7? I mean, fuck 10. You could have killed the move by doing. You see, that's why I go to the film room because I could have done this shit. I'm not satisfied with just being satisfied. I'm never satisfied. So I'm always my harshest critic. I'm always criticizing myself.
And that goes back to what I said in the beginning of the call was, like, it's deeper than not giving a fuck.
Yeah, it's fun when your critic is when you and your scribe are talking and you see that woman and it's go time and that motherfucker like, man, you ain't gonna get that motherfucker, bet. How much you wanna bet I'm gonna get that motherfucker? I bet you I get her in 10 moves. I bet you you can't watch this shit. Get her in 10 moves, or maybe 11 or 15. I don't know how many moves, but once I get her. It's like, well, okay, so what? You got her. Well, you could have done better. I'm just my harshest critic. I'm not satisfied with getting her. I want to conquer her, period. I have and always will have a conquer mentality. That's why I told you, I don't want the love, the likes, the admiration, the attention, the attraction. I don't want all the shit that you average motherfuckers want. I don't want that motherfucking shit. I don't want her street. I don't want her neighborhood. I don't want her fucking city. I don't want her fucking state. I don't want her goddamn country. I don't want her motherfucking planet. I want her fucking galaxy, goddammit. I don't want the average shit because I'm not an average motherfucker. I want it all. And guess what? You know how I get it? They bring it to me on a silver fucking platter because that's how it works. They bring it to me because dog, when you push them beyond their thought, oh, it's over. Because the drug, they just got the drug when you push them over to something they're more than they can be. They're fucked at that point. Not fucking in a bad way, ladies, but I'm just saying that
right. She
wants to give herself to you.
Pushing them over.
There you go. Well, it's not even pushing them over. I'm making them take a step forward. In their mind, they think that they're going to fall past the edge because that's all the mind has told them. This is as far as you go.
Right.
You can't learn anything else about sex. You can't even learn anything about your body anymore. You can't learn anything about yourself. What you know is what you know and get used to what you know. But then they meet
just
my
like
motherfucking...
I once thought about myself.
Shit, yeah, you goddamn right. Fuck that. I won it at all. Yeah, like Tommy said. Yeah, like, hey, Jeremy, just Tommy said the same shit. Fuck the block. Fuck the cocaine. Fuck the, Tommy won it all. I want it all because that's the kind of motherfucker. I have a conquering mentality. And I love, hey, I live for this shit. I love this shit. Okay?
Hey, thanks, Unc, man. I want to hear some more game about today's topic, man. But I just wanted to say I appreciate it, man. If y'all get a chance, man, make sure y'all go back and watch that. Stop looking for an answer and be the solution, man. The game on there is fucking incredible, y'all.
I appreciate it,
Unc. Thank you.
I respect to you. I'll throw you back in. Thank you, 513. Respect. 301, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's going on? DMV, what's going on, 301?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Got a question for you.
Sure. What's going on?
Oh. All right. So I had this approach the other day. I think I messed it up, and I wanted to know, is there anywhere to repair it?
Okay. What happened?
All right. So I'm in a couple years, place I go every couple years to buy my mulch and yard equipment. Young lady working there. Went up, started talking to her.
About what?
She got all my stuff.
Wait. What did y'all talk about?
We're talking about firewood, and we're talking about mulch, because it's the nursery. It's a nursery. So that's what
I'm talking about. What is the mulch for? What is the mulch for?
For my yard.
For your yard, so it's a mulch to make your yard better. And so you were talking to her about the mulch, right? Okay, so then what happened?
Yep, I was up there to buy the mulch.
Okay.
Completed the transaction. Question I asked her was she single?
No, wrong question.
You think I don't know that? I knew it at the
moment.
I know. You should have seen the level of disappointment on her face if that's the question that I asked her.
Of all questions to ask.
No.
No, no. It should have been. You know what? I've helped my guys do this before. I've had guys go, you know, they like to do stuff. You know, they kind of, I won't say they're nerdy guys. They're just guys that, you know, they care for their lawns. You know what I mean? And I've had guys that meet women at lawn places that look attractive. So I just told the guy, I said, look, when you get with a fine woman that helps you with your garden, you let that motherfucking woman know that, you know what, if everything you're showing me works, then I'm going to let you take me out to dinner. If my grass grows, I'm going to let you take me out. Then that's going to throw her off because she's never heard that. And he'd say, you know, I'm just joking. But you know what? You know what? Once we get done, you show me about the mulches and all this other stuff, I'm going to have to go ahead and talk to you because, you know, you caught my eye. You know what I mean? And if you're this and you're this about the mulch, I want to see what's behind that smile. I want to see what you're like outside of this area. And again, I know you're working right now, and I don't know if your managers are walking and rocking around all this stuff, but let me be quick. But you know what? Just here's my number. Give me a call, and we'll go from there because you know what? You look like the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. You know what I mean? Even at the mulch style. Shit, man.
All right. Well, now that I've messed it up, do I leave it alone or do I
well,
go back?
How did you mess it up? What happened after that?
Oh, because you said that when I asked her the question, I asked her if she was single, and she said no.
My only
response was, that's too bad. And then I left.
No. See, once you learn your bid, you got to learn your bid. See, if you would have took the 30 minutes to learn your bid, you would have been okay. Right. You just got to learn your bid. And the problem is that, see, okay, the reason why your bid is so important, okay, I want you to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the majority of you guys is that let's look at judgment number three. Judgment number three is a judgment of woman thinking that I've got to fit into what I think her narrative is, okay? That's like a judgment. Like what you did. You looked at her, and you're like, well, she's pretty, she's this. Well, let me see what I can come up with. You see what I'm saying? Let me see what I can conjure up and say to her, right, to see if it works. Are you single? I mean, you see what I'm saying? You're trying to fit what she wants to hear. But when I'm teaching you with your bid is like the letter A. It never changes. So every time you talk to a woman, I don't care if she's at Taco Bell, Walmart, Target. I don't care if she's at the mall, she's at the cookie store. I don't give a fuck where she's at. You're going to talk to her the same exact way because she's not special enough for you to change what you got to say to her. You just got to learn what you got to say and say that shit. That's why I teach you to bid. Once you learn your bid and say what you say, you're going to say it to every woman. And you're not going to have to wonder, did I say something right? Did I say something wrong? No, I'm going to say this to every single woman, period. Period. I don't care how fucking fine she is. I don't give a fuck where she is. If she came from the planet of Neptune and she came and she greens like, blah, 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 and all of that, I'm still talking to her with the letter A. See what I'm saying? Fucking ground opened up and this demon came out. I'm still talking to that motherfucker in the letter A. I am not changing what the fuck I am for a woman. I'm not doing that.
I feel you. And when you say it, I recognize that's something I've always done.
Yeah. A lot of y'all guys do because when you see a woman, because you get kind of excited, you get a little bit of nervous, you get a little bit of all these things. You're saying, oh, shit, well, what can I say? I mean, oh, don't say nothing stupid, or maybe I should have said this, or I don't say that, or maybe I don't talk to her, or maybe I will talk to her, and, man, if I don't talk to her, I'm like, fuck, I should have talked to her, and all this other stuff. I don't want none of that shit to happen.
All that internal conversation.
Y'all that wasted internal conversation.
You're right about that. I'm gonna tell you one of the things. I'll be honest. You know, one of the things that happened.
What's up?
because I've shot there several times before. It's the first time she ever walked from behind the counter. And what I saw, it threw me completely off.
Oh, you saw that? You saw that ass, huh?
More than that, we all have our preference. But when something fit like right in yours, it was like, damn. And so,
well, no, listen.
So,
I'm like you. I'm an ass man. I am a ass man. I'm ass. Mm-hmm. Ass. I always say I like the Christmas tree. I'm not a breast guy. I'm cool with that. But I like the Christmas tree. I like the small breast, waist, ass, and hip. I like the thick. I like a Christmas tree. Yeah, you know I mean, so. But I can deal
all
with
right,
breasts.
Yep,
but I'm just saying. I'm just hips, thighs, and ass. Hips, thighs, and ass. I mean, that's my thing, right? But I don't give a fuck. I push that aside to my letter A. I see it cool, but I'm pushing forward. I'm not gonna get caught up in the. Damn, look at that ass. Oh, my God, her ass is so fine, man. Oh, my God, I want to hit that. Man, I ain't thinking about that shit. I'm thinking about how I'm going to get this motherfucker to fuck me.
Dig it.
Yeah, feel it, okay,
well,
man.
I was looking at your membership on there, on your website, and
yeah,
I think I'm going to sign up.
Just get some coaching real quick. Before you do that, we'll talk about a pathway for you, set something up for you, okay, man?
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this question. Should I set up the call first, the coaching call first?
Because I want to have a like in depth personal conversation. I can't talk about your private information here, but I need to have a talk to you, see where some things. There's some things I need to talk to you about, and then once we get that, I'll know where to take you. Then we'll move you from there.
All right. I'll shoot you an email. Book 30 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, now listen. Here's the thing. I don't want you to feel bad about that. And when you go back, because here's your problem. Your problem is this is probably your regular fucking place you get your mulch from. So you're going to probably into her. Okay. So when you run into her again, act like nothing ever happened. Talk to her what's going on, all this other stuff. And don't harass her. Just leave her alone and keep on moving. Okay. Hey, brother, listen, there have been times, not at the most places, there are times I've gone places and the woman shot me down and I walk up in that motherfucker and that motherfucker will come up to me. And you know what her conversation would be, man? I thought you were interested in me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, my girlfriend over there said that she just got went to your place last week or so. I said, well, you told you. Hey, but wait a second. You turn me down. No means go and find the other one that will. So you turned me down. Well, I thought you was really interested in me, but you wasn't interested in me, so I just moved on. Dog, I don't give a fuck. Hey, look, she says no, I'm not sweating that shit. She's allowed to. I don't care. I'm gonna keep it moving, keep it rocking, keep it rolling. If she comes around,
she comes around.
All right? And if she brings that shit up to you. Hey, look, I'm going to let you make it up to me. Hey, let's get together. Here's my number. Call me, and I'll figure out a way to make it up to you. It's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful, man. Okay?
Well, you know what? I want to learn how to have as much fun with it as it seems like you do.
You will have much. No, once you connect with yourself, this is not about me. This is about you. You'll have the fun, brother. You'll have the fun, okay?
All right. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate
you, bro. Stand up, DMV. Hey, from Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Love y'all motherfuckers. That's where I'm from. Let me get two questions that was asked. Excuse me. 7:39 to 7:30. All right, he says, I'm talking to a woman right now. She asks, what are you going to do when we meet up? I need some help painting a sexual picture. Well, David. Okay, the reason why. Okay. All right, David. This is not good. Because if a woman is asking you what y'all are going to do when you meet up, then you, like the first caller, have absolutely failed because you did not paint any kind of a picture to give her any type of excitement to want to see you. You can't paint a sexual picture when you started off painting stick figures. It doesn't work that way. And if you did it right, she should know what to expect when y'all see each other. Because she will know what kind of man you are, but see, you ain't a man mindset student. You're just a guy that listens to shows, man. You got to learn game. IM says, Steve, I'm talking to this college girl. Her birthday's tomorrow, but she wants to do something with me either Wednesday or Thursday. I already got her mentally. What should I plan when we meet? Well, again, it's totally up to you, but you should – guys, I don't understand why y'all do not know these women, man. These women are like an open book of ideas, thoughts, fantasies, and shit that they love to do. And if you were paying attention, there are things that you could do with her that will show her that you were actually paying attention to the conversations that y'all were having. So if you're not paying attention, man, then you're going to fail, man. You're going to fail, all right? Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in, but let me continue. We got 18 minutes of lines open for 18 more minutes. Let me continue what I was talking about here. I got to spit game and all this other stuff back to what I was saying. So what I am trying to get all you guys to do that y'all are not doing is that the reason why you're having ineffective communication with women is because you are not getting to your core or upping your standard of who you are, okay? Do you guys ever think about what separates the men from the fucking boys? Have you ever thought about that shit? See, men understand time, and they understand that I don't have much of it. As I make sure when I end this show, I'm the only YouTuber that does this. Ain't nobody doing this shit but me. I'm the only one that tells you about the graveyard. Nobody talks about that shit. I'm the only one. After every show we do, I always tell you guys, think about the graveyard. Remember, blah, 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 right? I always tell you that every show. Why? Because there's God. If you do not see a sense of urgency, then you're not ready to learn game. There's got to be a sense of urgency in you to want to be more than what you are, okay? The real reason why a lot of you guys are having trouble with women and dating and all this other stuff is because of how you live your life with so many weak beliefs of the world, of women, and of yourself by listening to these dumbass YouTubers and know what the fuck they talking about, which then creates fucking bad habits. And then you have conflicting values, and then you sabotage yourself. And then when you see a woman, you don't even want to do anything because you don't even believe in yourself. But what I'm saying to you guys is that understand a lot of you are stuck in your old ways. And what I always tell you guys, if you're stuck in your old ways, I know that a lot of you guys are in theater, number one. I know a lot of you guys are still in that theater. I know a lot of you guys don't believe in yourself. I understand that, okay? What I'm trying to get you to do is that I want you guys to learn how to move forward in your thinking and in your mindset, okay? Because we need to get you to create a momentum, okay? All right? See, I understand your beliefs, your habits, and all these things are holding you back, okay? I understand that. And I understand that every time there are walls that are stopping you, okay? But what a man does is even though there are things that are in front of him, he will find a way, despite the issues, to keep going on to what he wants to do. See, I am not an excuse, and I'm not a victim of circumstance, so I don't live like that. I set standards, and I set tones and stuff. You see what I'm saying? But because I've got a sense of urgency, because I understand time, I love time, I'm infatuated with time, I'm infatuated with the game, because those things don't give a fuck about me. I love those things, but they don't give a fuck about me. No, they give a fuck none of it. They're always going to move. They're always going to move. But I have a sense of urgency to keep learning what I am and learning what I am and keep progressing and improving myself by how I'm talking to myself, gentlemen. See, the thing that I want you guys to know, all you guys listening, is that you can improve yourself. But the only way you can improve yourself is by having a sense of urgency. He says, good, says, what's up, Steve? This girl I'm dealing with just asked, why don't I say I miss her when she says it? how do I respond to a question like this? Usually I respond with another way instead of saying that. Well, this is what I'm saying. Listen, that's going to be part of being a man. Women are going to see the weird thing. This is the weird thing. Guys, this is some weird shit. It's some weird shit. I never understood it until it started happening to me. When you get this shit down right, when they're with you, they're going to miss you while they're with you because part of them is trying to hold on to time as much as they can with you, but another part of them is dreading when you have to go away. So they have these up and down feelings. It's crazy. But when a woman says she misses you, right, there is nothing wrong with letting her know, hey, you know what, I'm glad that you miss me because let me tell you what I miss about you. I miss that smile. I miss turning you on. I miss hearing you tell me things about yourself. I miss you sending me those photos you used to send me. I miss your voice messages. I miss your video messages. I miss looking at you in the shower. I miss you taking my phone and putting that shit in the corner. So I'm just going on top of my head. I miss you putting me in a corner and let me watch you wash yourself. You know what? There are things that I miss about you, but I just don't tell you. But when you tell me, this is it, dog. It's a lay, dog. This shit is so easy. I'm sorry, guys. It's just that's what I miss. I miss learning things about you. I miss you taking your clothes off for me. I miss you coming home from a long day of work. And you just put me up and you just give me a strip show while you're undressing and taking your clothes off. I miss that. I miss you wake up in the morning being naked and putting your makeup on and doing all that stuff naked while you're talking to me. Those are things I miss. I miss all those things. But you know what? I don't have to worry about those things because I know I have access to those things. So, when a woman tells you she misses you, don't take it for granted because she's trying to open up to you in a way. And it doesn't make you weak or thirsty to say I miss you back, but I'd rather you do it in more of a smooth way. You know what I mean? I miss the way you suck my dick. I miss the way that you love playing with your pussy when you come. I miss you sending me voice messages playing with yourself while you come. I mean, you have a barrage of things to miss that you can bring up, okay? There's a barrage of things that you can bring up that you miss when she tells you she misses you, okay? Because they will miss you. But you just got to let them know that these are things that I miss about you. Is it always got to be sexual? Well, it's not sexual. It's just me speaking my mind. And if you don't want me to speak my mind, then don't tell me you miss me because these are things that I miss. You see what I'm saying, big brother? So that's all you got to say, G. You know, they good. Listen, don't say you miss her. See, okay, this is a fine line. See, sometimes a woman wants you to open up, and she's going to do everything she can. You know, it's okay to tell me how you feel. You know, it's okay sometimes to let me know what you're thinking, right? Right? And then as soon as you be like, yeah, baby, I miss you too. She that shit just dropped. She, then all of a sudden, you're not the challenge anymore, right? So how can you say you miss her while still maintaining being a man? Because you can just think about all the shit she used to do or still does that you miss that you can bring up. You get to choose from. I miss you undressing. I miss when you grab a robe, you have nothing, you grab a long trench coat, you have nothing on underneath, and you bring my favorite beer. I miss that. I miss you rubbing my face, rubbing my back. I miss you doing the dishes. I miss you vacuuming the car. I mean, there's so much that you can miss. I mean, but she's a part of it. You see what I'm saying? So you got game right there, brother. So, yeah, go ahead and let her know, man. You know what? And you know what else I miss? I miss being in your ear right now. Remember how I used to tell you right now how I want you to touch yourself? Yeah, you know I miss that, don't you? Don't you miss the way I made you play with your pussy? Well, if you miss that, then you know what? Why don't you start rubbing yourself real quick? I miss that. Let me hear that moan. Let me, because there's a different moan from when you touch your breasts, to when you touch that pretty pussy. So let me hear the moan of what it feels like when you touch your breasts, because I miss that. There you go. What I want you to do is then I want you to lay. You see that? See where that's going? You remember? I keep telling y'all, man, everything they say, you can lead them where you want them to go. You're letting them know you, all right, you miss me. Well, I'm showing you what the fuck I miss. But wait, then you can flip it and then wait. Don't you miss how I talk to you this way? Don't you miss going and taking a shower? Don't you miss me telling you that, you know, the towels, my lips and my tongue? Don't you miss turning out the lights? Don't you miss me watching you and whispering in your ear when you're rubbing that pretty? But you see what I'm saying, guys? You can take, hey, G, I'm just showing you. You can hit her with that miss, or then you can flip that miss around and turn that miss into an action move of making her do things that, hey, guess what? That she misses. Oh, my God. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me continue talking to y'all guys about what I was saying. Y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. But what I was saying to y'all guys is that in order to hold the power, there's got to be a sense of urgency, okay, of getting things done. And the only way you're going to get things done is by creating the things that you need to get done and have them get done. You see, what I was telling my client earlier today is a reason why he's fucking up is because he wants pussy. And it's not a bad thing to want pussy. But it's okay to want pussy when you need yourself more. Say that again. It's okay to want pussy when you need yourself more. But what you guys are doing is you don't want pussy. You need it like it's your fucking God. It's your sun. It's your solar system. See, when you take a want and make that want a need, like a woman will need me versus want me, then you are a slave to the need and not the want. Because you have elevated that want to something higher than it should be. So where I would tell the guy, that's why I was telling the guy that this is where 99% of guys go wrong, because everything that y'all are doing is not because you want pussy. You need it so bad that you're willing to sacrifice and do crazy shit to try to get it so bad, because the need has taken over your thoughts. Now, as a want, see, I want pussy like you guys. Well, y'all are in the need, but I like sexy women. I like bodies. I like ass. I like titties. I am a man. I'm a guy. I'm with you guys, right? But the only difference between my want is my need to be me supersedes the want. My need to see, remember, the need is so important because when I get with her, I create the need that she wants in me, because I'm the need. So remember, her want is a good guy, respectable guy, a guy that's single, you know, that heavenly, that fairy tale bullshit that they want, all that silly ass shit, whatever the fuck they want. That's that want shit, right? But when I show her more than what she is, she's going to begin to need to know more, because when they scratch the surface of what they are and realize they can be more, the want, all that, you know, wait 5 days or wait 3 dates to get a hug and I'm a good girl and all that shit goes out the fucking window. All that shit goes out the motherfucking window. Because I create the need, because I am the drug, I am the sex, and I am all those things. I create the need. I know she's in a want. I create the need. I am the need. Listen, like you guys, I love sexy women. But you guys take the love and sexy women to, I need the pussy. Because without the pussy, I can't be, and I can't survive, so I need the pussy so bad. So I'm going to pretend like I actually believe in her wants, but she's not stupid. She knows that you are worshiping women and you're worshiping her. And you don't even realize you're worshiping her because you're putting her needs above your own fucking needs. That's where you're going wrong. You're not at a want, you're at a need. I'm at a want, and I need me. See, I can want her like you. Well, y'all don't want, y'all need. I can want to be with her because I'm a man. Yeah, I mean, I like sexy women. I want that ass just like you do. But that's as far as it goes because I will never make the want a need or I will be addicted like you motherfuckers. But what kills the want to be a need is because I'm addicted off of my own product. See what I'm saying? I'm doing the worst thing that you could, like, druggy. You know those drug movies? What is the number one rule of a drug, of all these drug movies like Snowfall, Power, you know, all these narcos? What's the number one rule? You ain't supposed to be taking your own drug. You ain't supposed to be touching the product. But I'm taking my own product because I need me more than I need anybody else. So I create the need. I am the need. Thus, she's the want. Remember, needs always will take over wants. Let me show you. It's pretty simple. I made a boot camp about this a long time ago in a free boot camp, but, it's let me show you. Always remember, it's this simple. All right? It's this simple right here. This is how it is. N over W, that's it. This is man shit right here. Needs over wants. But you guys, unfortunately, you're wants over needs. So when your need is sex or the woman and you put that need over yourself, then you are a slave to that woman and that's when she ain't gonna want your ass. She doesn't want somebody that fucking needs her. She doesn't want a need. She doesn't. Yeah, don't get, yeah, y'all, everybody's saying it, right? Look, everybody's saying that shit. Look, don't get out. Yeah, hey, this is the only. y'all are crazy, but this is the only time that you get high off your supply. It's the only time. The only time you get high off your supply because once you know what you are and why you are, you'll never turn into a want again. I am a need because I can create needs, right? She wants a want, but every guy she has is not going to be in the kitchen with her, putting her ass up on the counter, doing that smooth shit that we talked about earlier. The guy that she wants is not going to get behind her and cut. You know, while she cutting those strawberries, get behind her and do that move I taught you. But I created, right? I created. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Thank you for the 147 likes. I created. You see what I'm saying, guys? But I want to keep talking about this because this is very important to me. And y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. But see, what I'm saying is that the only way, the thing that is preventing you guys from unlocking what you can be as men is the fact that you are making the wrong commitments, you're making the wrong obligations, and you have too many distractions that are pulling you away from what you are. See, when you make the woman a need, you commit to the pussy by worshiping the pussy. You become a distraction. You're not even one with yourself. You're trying to do everything you can to get with her by begging and pleading for it. Let me take you out and show you that I'm the right guy for you type stuff. And we don't do that, okay? What I'm saying is pop that bubble, right? And find time to bring new things in your life. Because even though I tell you have theater number one, you can create theater number two when you have time. Because you can create another theater in your mind. You don't have to go. Listen, I'm never going to tell you you'll never get rid of that theater. You'll never get rid of the thing that you have created as far as knocking yourself and you know, thank you, you're no good. It's always going to be there, but that's one theater in a building that can occupy an infinite number of theaters. Wait a second. Wait a second. I don't think y'all heard me. Let me say that again. Let me say that again. Okay. I just told, instead of the one theater you're in, remember the theater in your mind, right? What do I keep telling you? You can hold that same theater, but you're in a building that can occupy an infinite number of theaters that you can go into. So just because one theater is bad doesn't mean you have to keep going into that theater, okay? Hold on, let me answer this question. So change your focus solely. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. This is a tricky thing. Listen to me. Yeah, the answer is unequivocally yes. But why I'm going to say no for most of you is because if your focus is on, I'm scared to talk to women, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to touch her, I don't know how to make her smile, I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do that, I don't know how to act this way, I don't know how to make her do this. Do you really want me to tell you to focus on that shit? Nah, that's what I'm saying. See, what I'm saying is right now, don't focus on, all right, this, it's going to get deep. We're about to get deep. Listen, don't focus on yourself right now. Matter of fact, don't focus on who the fuck you are right now. That's your fucking problem. You're only focusing on, but see, here's the problem. The reason why I say don't focus on that person, because you're not really focusing on yourself. You're focusing on this motherfucker right here. Because that's the motherfucker that's been controlling you all your life. He's the one telling you not to talk to women. He's the one telling you you're no good. He's the one that's telling you you're too short, too tall, too fat, too poor, too broke. So if you're focusing on anything, you're focusing on this motherfucker. So I'm saying don't focus on that motherfucker. Don't focus on that. So don't change your focus. Don't change your focus. Realize that you have the power to create another theater. See, most guys are telling you to change who you are, but you can't change that. That's always going to be there. He's always going to be there until you evict him, and you're not strong enough to do that yet. So leave him alone. And let him stay in that theater. Don't fuck. See, if I told you this, if I gave you the yes, I would self-sabotage you because I'm forcing you to focus more on why you're failing versus building what you are as a man. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Oh, wait, you're right, Freelance. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I got to do this because you're right, Freelance. I'm sorry, guys. What y'all hearing is 1% game. I'm sorry. Everybody don't spit this kind of game, so we just want to make sure that. But listen to me. It's a fine line. See what I'm saying? And that's why, my brother, that's why I'm saying, okay, is to give yourself, pop the bubble, okay, and give yourself space to be able to do other things versus worry and dwell on what you are right now, because you are not actually who you. God, let me tell me to say this shit without. Okay, what if I told you that you're just actually focusing on one person of many people that occupy your mind, but you think that one person is actually you, so all you've been doing all your life is focusing on that person because you think that that is who you are, but I'm going to just give you a crumb of this. Who you are right now, ready, guys? is not who you are at your job. I want y'all to follow me on this. Who you are right now is not who you are at your job. Because when you're at your job, you take on another personality of the professional you. See, maybe at home you cuss around your boys, you might smoke some weed, you drink, and you do all the fucking jerk off, whatever the fuck you do, right? But when you go to the job, that's another you. And that other you, okay, I'll give you an example. Disney did it again. God damn it, because I saw this, I binged it, and it's so true. Disney has a movie called Moonlight. Wait, is it Moon Knight? Wait, let me look. I just got done watching Hawkeye. I caught up with my Marvel shit. It is called, let me give you the name of it. Give me a second. It's called, no, not Shanghai. Where the fuck is it at? Where the fuck is he at? Here it is. Okay. It's called Moon Knight. M-O-O-N Knight. Okay, so if you got the Disney Channel, you're ready to watch it. It's called Moon Knight. What you see in there is kind of like what I'm trying to tell you, but not on a mythical level. I'm saying that what you are right now is not what you are at your job. But ready for this? What you are right now is not what you are when you're around your parents. You see what I'm saying? You are broken up in a multitude of different cells that act on whenever a situation comes up. So, okay. Yeah, definitely ain't moon. It's moonlight. Yeah, moonlight. Yes. Yeah, moon night. Excuse me, moon night, not light. Moon night. Moon night. Okay, excuse me. Fuck y'all. Moon night. Okay, moon night. But what I'm saying to you is that I don't mean you're going to be like, you know, hey, I'm Steve, and then your other, you're like, hey, little governor, blow, he say that. I mean, what you doing over there, Mike, and all that. You're like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying moon night. I'm sorry, not light, night. Okay. What I'm saying is that you are more than the parts of what you actually think you are, because you have different personalities that make you what you actually are, but you have not unlocked those different sides of you to utilize those different sides of you when the time permits itself. Now, you've done it with work. Okay, think about this, guys. Think about exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was about to go there. I was just, you, dog, yes, 1212. I was just about to go there. Because I talk about that in the book. I can't talk too much about what you're talking about right now. But yes. I keep telling you, society, they know it and they talk to you, but it goes over your head. That is it right there. Yes. But nobody understands that, okay? Nobody understands that. Wait, Silk, what is Silk saying? Silk is saying, so he basically saying black girls ain't cute, but you're an exception. That's like saying a good one. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Silk? What's going on? Hold on, let me pause. What is Silk saying? What is Silk saying? Oh, Peach, you can put your headphones back in. I'm sorry. You put your headphones in. I'm sorry, ladies. No, what's Silk saying? I understand. What's going on? Who said something foul to her? Who said something foul to her? Who said something foul to her? Peach, what happened, baby? Who said something foul to you, Peach? What happened? Okay, what did Silk say? Silk the Shocker, whatever. Wait. Well, okay. I'm about to teach, but I don't want, guys, women listen to this show and they're free to be here, but I don't want anybody being disrespectful to not only you guys, but also women, okay? Okay, and Gamer, I got you on your next question. Did Silk say something racist? Because I don't want that in here. We are all men. And you were, oh, some guy at the gym. Okay, some guy at the gym said she looked good for a black girl. Well, that's not right. Okay, well, Peaches, don't sweat that shit. I'm sorry. No problem, sir. Let me keep going. Okay, so do I have to rebuild the other part of me to unlock it? No. Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Let me get back to the show. Listen. You don't have to rebuild anything. You've got to create the foundation first. You have not built anything. See, what you think, okay, the reason why. No, Silk, you're good. Silk, you're good. Silk, you're good. Silk, it's okay, brother, you're good. No, it's all good. It's all good. That's why I say, that's why I ask questions. I don't just jump on shit. It's all good. Scratch that. Let them talk to her, whatever the fuck. Let me keep on going with the show. Let me show you what I was talking about. I'm trying to lost fucking train of thought here. All right, so this is what I want you to understand. Let me show you. Okay. Not that. Okay, you're saying you have to rebuild. But I'm saying here's the problem. Everything you're building on either weak foundation or you're building to hide who you actually are because of ridicule, shame, or judgment. Think about what I'm saying, gamer. Okay? No, you're good, Silk, but think about what I'm saying, gamer. Gamer, you are building already off of weak foundations. You are either building to get walked over, toppled, or you're building a brick jail or walls around yourself to hide yourself because you're afraid of judgment from other people, because you want to please everybody, you're hiding. So what I'm saying is, if you see these, this is what I'm saying. So you're not really building anything, actually self-sabotaging what you're doing right now, if that makes any sense. So you're asking, should you build? Yes, yeah, you definitely should build. But what I'm saying is we got to pop the bubble. And in order to pop the bubble, you must not be in the house made of bricks. Because your house that's made out of bricks is not necessarily there to save you like your mind thinks. It is there to hold you back from what you possibly can be, because you cannot make a statement in a walled environment that is holding you back from yourself. Hopefully I'm not getting too deep. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from with that? Y'all understand where I'm coming from? You're not built to make statements. So you're not rebuilding anything, and I'm not saying tear those things down. What I'm saying is like I told you before, and all that they don't ever tell you about the four fucking, you know, the four pig, yeah, I mean, which I'll show you. But what I'm saying is, what I want you to do is keep those three weak foundations. But what I'm saying is, build the fourth foundation or your second theater, and let that be something to where you are a statement to everybody and not somebody just hiding in a goddamn wall thinking that it's going to save you. No, it's there to, it's like a coffin, man. It's holding you back. I want you to make a statement. So whenever a woman rolls up on you, you ever talk to a woman, she's going to know that you ain't like everybody else because you make statements versus hide behind walls. So many of you guys hide behind walls because the walls of nervousness, insecurity, and all these things happen because you don't believe in your house. Yeah, right. Well, see the brick. Oh, let me take this down. See, the brick house is an edge, absolutely. But we're taught as kids. Remember I told you about mom and your parents. they taught us as kids that we want to always be safe and run from problems and hide from problems. That's how we were remember I told you indoctrination, how they did it, even through fucking these stupid-ass fucking fairy tales and shit. Because after you heard the three little pigs, you want to be that last pig. But see, that's as far as your mind goes, your family's mind goes, where they want you safe. But that's not safety. That's your tomb that's holding you back from being infinite. As a man, you're not supposed to be in a bricked house. You are supposed to be sitting above that motherfucker, because the house is the statement. It is what you are. And for the woman, okay, let me show you where this goes. We're getting a little bit of deep. Let me show y'all something. For the woman, okay, let me show you the statement you should show her. Let me show you the statement. See, for the woman, she should see this, a statement of nothing but pure pleasure, fun, excitement, and something she's never experienced before. That's the statement. When she sees you, she should be like, damn, I want to try some of his gingerbread house. I want to lick on his motherfucking candy canes and all that. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see how deep game is? So just remember, guys, we gotta be careful of the information people give us, because sometimes even in our parents who loved us, who try to tell us a story, we thought that story was, well, I want to be the third pig. I want to build the house made of the bricks so I can protect myself from the big bad wolf. But you're not necessarily protecting yourself. You're really caging yourself in. And that's why, think about this, this is why most of you guys are prisoners of your thoughts. Remember, you're the prisoner and the warden, right? You're the prisoner, okay? So that's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see, okay? Next question he asked, let me see, I'll make sure I get to this question, make sure I didn't miss anybody's question. Guys, you got a question, please put a Q in there, and I got you. So making a statement will help us get deeper to your core. No. Making a statement is nothing but a fantasy, a dream, and a statement if you don't actually fucking believe in what the fucking statement is. Listen, anybody can make a statement, but not everybody can live the statement. See, I don't want to say that I'm a great guy, because this is where y'all fuck up. Y'all want to go around and say, I'm a great guy, I'm a great guy. Get with me, I'm a great guy, I'm a great guy. I don't want that statement. I want the same quality statement that you get when you see a Starbucks, a Nike building, or something like that. You know what quality is when you run into those high-end fucking stores and shit. You know, them Beverly Hills stores, all them, they make statements. They make fucking statements. They're saying our quality is so good that we don't even put the prices on the motherfucking shelves. Because if you got to ask for what something costs in this store, you cannot afford it. You should be able to walk in and say, get me that, put that on my fucking bill and walk the fuck out. We charge your account and we good. That's the statement you want to make. A statement of quality. That's why y'all like Michael Jordan statements. It's always quality. But you don't have to go around and say, I'm quality. You make the statement. But if you make the statement and you actually don't believe in what the fuck you're saying, then all you're doing is wasting your own time just saying shit. Because y'all guys, think about this. How many times have I told you? A lot of you guys made statements on December 31st. This is the year I'm going to change. This is the year I'm going to get women. This is the year I'm going to stop going, being in the house, and I'm going to get out and do shit. We're 5 months and 16 days into the year, and y'all are still the same motherfuckers. So don't ever make a statement. Be the statement, gentlemen. Don't make the statement, be that. Because, see, once you can identify your mindset, okay, now it's important to determine only for yourself, is the statement, I'm going to take what you're saying, the statement that you have, is that statement something that you can make a living off of, meaning that this is a rooted thought that I will never pull out like a weed. This is something that I am really going to do. This is not fun. This is not a hobby. This is my core of who I am. Okay? This is what it's got to be. This is who I am. It's got to be tied into a foundation, and not a foundation of problems, but a foundation of being solution-oriented. Because once you have more passion of what you are as a man, then you're good, because you got to be clear on what you want. And I'm telling you right now, see, here's your problem. And I'm going to tell you why you can't turn the stuff that you want into really statements, because everything you're doing is for pussy. So it's never going to be a statement. Everything that you want to be for yourself has to involve a woman. And if it has to involve a woman, then it's not a statement. It's a nasty, dirty fantasy that is never going to come true. And that's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all, a lot of you guys out here are making all these statements based off of women. So as soon as you make it off of a woman, or make the statement off of a woman, or make anything you do because of a woman, then that's not a statement, because you're not making it actually for yourself. You think you're making it for yourself, but because if you worship pussy more than yourself, everything you're doing is for the woman because your need, and that's not what it's doing. You're saying that we shouldn't rely too much on our current identity and that we can become whoever we want. Well, if you choose to, I can't say you can, because I don't know how serious you are about yourself, okay? You should not rely, if you're a fucking loser and you know you're a loser, why would you rely on that shit? Because all you've been doing is relying on that. Because if you worship women, that's all you've been relying on. If your thirst for women is all it is, that's all you've been doing, that's all you've been relying on, and that's why it's not working or helping you out. Because all you're doing is self-sabotaging yourself. If you're making anything about a woman, then you have fucking failed. Then you're not going to get this shit down. This is why most of y'all don't get it down, because your need is so great, it will sabotage you to keep you needing that woman, because that's what the mind does. It keeps you and prevents you from seeing true worth and value. So you're relying on your identity, but what you don't understand is when you think you're actually doing a statement, all you're doing is putting a new roof on that same need for that woman and shit. That's all you're doing, man. That's all you're doing. Thank you, D. I appreciate that shit. Appreciate that shit. That's what I'm saying. She says, I don't know what title. What do you mean she'll pencil you in for Monday? All right, then give her a fucking time. So I'm just saying, and this is the importance of game that a lot of guys don't teach you, man. And this is the depth of game that y'all need to learn. If y'all not learning this, you're not learning anything. It's easy to say things and get things done, especially when you've never done things for yourself before. See, I want to make sure that I have everything set the way I want it. Because everything I set is because I want to conquer. And if I'm going to conquer shit, then I've got to build my world, my way, my rules to be able to conquer what it is I want to conquer. Because the only way I can conquer is by doing exactly what I'm saying to you guys out there. This is how it works. This is how you grow and all this other stuff. Okay? And this is what I'm saying to you guys out there. But it's a process. See, the reason why I tell all of you that actually want to learn game to get the fucking puzzle pieces. The reason I tell you that, okay? Oh, wait, shit. Hold on, wait. Oops, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Hold on. All right, the reason, oh, shit. Dropped the phone. Hold on a second. Let me say this shit. Hold on. All right. Okay, I'm back. All right. So what I'm saying, phone dropped the shit. Did I put it on right? So you put the shit on right. Oh, here we go. All right, I got my phone fixed. All right, put my phone. My phone dropped. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is the importance of your puzzle pieces. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit of puzzle pieces with y'all for a second. Just a little bit. We'll go in that a little bit. Okay, just a little bit. Not much, but just a little bit. Thank you, D. I appreciate that. All right. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that your puzzle piece, when you get your puzzle pieces and you dump them on the table, the first thing I always tell you, and I give you that for free, is to work the edges. You dig through all the puzzles and find the corners and find the edges and create the outer layer of the puzzle, okay? The outer layer, right? Okay, now I'm gonna talk to you about this. This is important. Because just like that puzzle piece, you as a man must create clear, concise, impactful boundaries that nobody can pass unless they're worthy to pass. And because one of the greatest problems that most of y'all have is that y'all don't have anything clear. Now remember, it's like three people, you have boundaries, but your boundaries are weak and soft boundaries. See, as a man, I must lay down the rules of my kingdom to myself and know what is acceptable for me and to know what I am for me and to create clear boundaries that allow me to take control of my space and my time. So the outside world is not the outside world. It's me creating my, that's the puzzle piece, creating your boundaries, right? Okay? Because at this point, I am just in about me, protecting me, protecting everything that I want for myself. But as I am doing that, I am also going towards the bullets. I'm going for you guys. Going towards the challenges that hold you back from living the life. See, I don't want you guys out here to ever put a rug over things that are holding you back. So many, it's easy to just put a rug over a feeling or a thought. It's easy to put a rug over not feeling good about yourself or judging yourself. It's easy to run away from that, but I don't want you to run anymore. I want you to stop running. And I want you to face what it is, okay? And it's not going to be easy because it's going to be a challenge for yourself. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be beauty in that, okay? And that's all this stuff is important because what we're trying to get you guys to do is, again, unlock the missed opportunities that you have, okay? Because as a man, I don't live for women. I will never live for women. I will always live for myself. And if she wants to be a part of the journey or a part of what I create, I welcome her with open arms. Just make sure you wipe your fucking feet at the door, right? You see what I'm saying? Okay? She's going to know that my actions, not reaction, my actions, my decisions, the choices that I make are exclusively my choices. Okay? I go for what I want. I do what I do. And the reason is that I want her to know that I am flexible. My flexibility, as I tell you guys, as your bid, I am air, sand, and water flexibility. One has to be air, sand, and water because I will fit into the personality. I don't care what comes my way. I can fit into that. I will draw out her curiosity. She will see that I am disciplined. She will learn that I have a determination. She will learn I'm single-minded. She will know that I have confidence. She knows I have confidence, and I am dedicated to myself. So when she sees that I am dedicated to myself, like, think about this. That's when I am on the outside, okay? But what am I on the inside, okay? But number 17, peep game. Let me hold on. Wait. One more thing. I'll add to this because you're new. There's a third player in the game, but you're new to this. You are the prisoner and the warden, but what I'm trying to teach you is to be the governor. See, the governor controls the warden that controls the prisoners. So once you learn how to govern your life, your way, and not – see, I know it sounds crazy for me to tell you not to make it about women, to get women. But all your life, you've been making it about women, and you're fucking failing, and you don't even see it. Everything you do – you remember I used to tell you back even in the 90s when I was doing the Pussy Whip show, I would always tell you, go in your fucking closet right now and look at all the shit you can't wear right now that's out of season or just out of touch right now because you bought it because you thought it was going to get you some pussy. Remember skinny jeans? Remember, y'all, some of you motherfuckers probably still got some skinny jeans. You know, some of you motherfuckers still got them goddamn jeans that used to hang your ass out of your pants type shit, all that stupid shit because you thought, because some rapper did it, you had to do it or some shit like that, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. I'm showing you guys that I understand things are overwhelming for you guys. But what I'm also saying is that you've never even understood that you can be overwhelmed by the beauty of what you are. You don't know what you are. You have no idea the beauty that you have, that any woman that you get with has to prove that she's even worth even seeing your beautiful side. And I don't mean beautiful as like in a female thing. I'm just saying you are beauty. The beauty that you did to get to the egg is beauty. It's beauty right there. But nobody's going to tell you about that kind of stuff because people don't want you to know things because nobody wants you to discover yourself. Nobody wants you to go on that journey for yourself, to your mind. Just to relax. See the classical music for me is relaxing to me because it gives me a chance to relax and keep my thoughts down. But I say that all you men, every day before you go to bed, 30 minutes, 1 hour, just put on the Netflix, turn out your lights and look at the fire and just look into the fire and discover yourself. Discover, dive deeper in who you are. The beliefs, your attitudes, your behaviors, everything. Because once you are able to do these things, see, at your core, you will learn not only who you are, but you will realize that the knowledge that you have is so minuscule to the knowledge that you can have. Again, your mind has you thinking this is your end. Now, I'm not talking about the women here. I'm talking about you guys. Your mind has you thinking you're at your end. But I'm telling you, you're at your fucking beginning, and you don't even fucking realize it. You don't even know you're at your beginning. You want to know why? Because nobody's ever told you. No one's ever taken the time to say to you that you can find your beginning. And the only way you can find your beginning is the love, the trust, the admiration that you have for yourself. You can find your beginning. But the only way you can do that is to trust, love, and honor yourself. Understand why you do things, your actions. Be able to talk to yourself about how you feel about things and be able to understand, does this feeling work for me or does it doesn't? Your behaviors. All this is going to help you determine how you're going to build your strengths, how you're going to change your attitude and beliefs. See, I don't want you guys to be caught into motivation. Okay? I don't want you guys to be caught into motivation. I want you to be the source of your own motivation by going past the point that you feel like you can't go by because you see a beautiful woman that looks good. So fucking what? She's just a goddamn woman. But all these things show you that you're going to change. You're going to transform. And I just can't explain to you guys how it works because it's your own journey. I can't tell you what you're going to feel because you've got to take the journey yourself. I can only say once you get there, your perspective of the world is going to fucking shift. There's going to be a shift in everything you do. There's going to be a shift in everything you do because the first time in your life, you're going to be doing the one thing that you never did before, and that is lead yourself to being who the fuck you actually are versus trying to be what you think a woman wants you to be to get her. Because you're no longer building for the woman, you're building for yourself. And from building from yourself, the need of having a woman in your life is going to turn into a want. And once you have that want, okay, once you have that want, gentlemen, then all of a sudden you're going to self-discover new things that's going to shock and blow your mind because no longer are you going to be caught up like everybody else that needs things, okay? I don't want you to live like this because it is really, it's like poison. It's like poison. You're really destroying yourself from the inside, and nobody's trying to stop you. Nobody's trying to help you along to let you know that you don't have to be this person. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. You're going to have to go and take that fucking risk, but it's a beautiful thing when you take the risk because you're finally getting over the fear. Guys, $4.35 an hour. I didn't have nice clothes. Two buses to go to work. A basic-ass apartment that was in an okay neighborhood. It wasn't the best. It was by a bus line. Ramen noodles, hamburger helper, TV dinners, and cereal. That's all I could afford. I didn't have the nice car. I didn't have anything. But you know what I have? I had the wealth of a king. Because what I was to myself. And that's why I got those women driving their shit around. Because when I looked at me, I'm short. I'm black. I'm not shape. I don't have muscles. Never had muscles and shit. I got legs. I used to play football and shit. But I don't have what society says that I should be to the world. But I never looked at that person in the mirror with fear of embarrassment, criticism, rejection, failure, fake, not successful, or anything. I never looked at that person because I never defined myself by what I do. I never did that. I never... I don't even define myself by my sexual skills. That's a do. It's not who I am. I don't define what I am. But when I look in the mirror, I love that motherfucker in the mirror, man. I am absolutely infatuated with that motherfucker in the mirror. I want to be that guy. You're talking about being somebody. I want to be that guy. And I want to be him so bad that he is my hero, and he's my greatest hero because I'm going to put him on my wall like a fucking poster and admire that motherfucker on the wall as my hero. This is my motherfucking thing. It's my God. It's my everything. So I'm going to worship that motherfucker, roll fruit at his feet. I'm going to bow to him, and I'm going to appreciate who he is, because that's what you do